You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
And this is the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia, the Honest Broker. In this episode, we got to talk about being pre-qualified and being pre-approved. What the heck is the difference? There's always confusion about that. And I've been pushing this episode out long enough to try to get my lender on. And since he didn't come on for this one, he better be on to describe what other options of loans there are, because oh my goodness, there's always like so many things. I even learned something new this year. I didn't know what type of loan existed in that form, and I'm glad that it existed, because I was able to get one of my buyers into a property this year. So boom, there you go. There's always something, and I enjoy that. I enjoy learning. But before we get into the episode, I must make mention that if you missed out the announcement on the giveaway, then you're missing out. Go jump on Instagram TV, I announced the winners, and if you participated in the giveaway, find out if you won, because you should have been contacted by now and hopefully received your item, depending on how quickly you responded with shipping details. Anyway, let's get into this episode, because you're working on your New Year's resolutions, you know, lose a little weight, maybe 5 pounds, hit the gym a little more, you got that membership for Christmas, or getting it for Christmas, or whatever it is. And I gotta say, it's all about commitment, folks. It's not the gym membership, that's not the motivator. The motivator is always, and your number one enemy, the one you see in the mirror. Because believe me, every time I see myself in the mirror, it's like I am always fighting against you. But anyway, let's not talk to myself. Let us talk about the difference between being pre-qualified and pre-approved. What is the difference? I'm going to leave two links to two articles that break this down. One of them is from Zillow, and the other one's from Investopedia. The one I'm probably going to draw the more from. These are the two steps in the mortgage process. Now, there's three overall steps in the loan process, but the first two that I'll clarify before tossing in the third are what the difference between these two are, because the confusion usually lies in the fact that we get mailers all the time. They either be from credit card companies saying you're pre-approved for this line of credit, or from your bank of choice saying that you've been qualified for a line of credit, or even worse, you get those mailers from Quicken Loans or emails like Rocket Mortgage, whatever they are, and tell you that yeah you're pre-qualified or you're pre-approved for a mortgage at this low rate, historically low. Well, what the heck is the difference? Well, step one is to get pre-qualified. Pre-qualified is the easiest step, because the first one. That's why I always encourage whenever a buyer is interested in buying, it's like, hey, get pre-qualified. Talk to my preferred lender. See what they tell you. Because in the pre-qualification process, that can sometimes be done over the phone, that's how quick and painless it is, you'll know if you'll be able to be qualified for a home. And not just that, to get an idea how much you can afford to buy. Because then those two things, that yes, you can, and this is how much you can afford, then gives the real estate professional like me the power to know what we can look for. So like I said, pre-qualification can be done over the phone. Normally, the lender or the bank will ask for what I call the rule of two. They'll ask for two pay stubs to prove that you have income, 2 months worth of bank statements to prove that you actually have funds in there to be able to afford both the loan and the down payment, and 2 years worth of tax returns that you have in handy to prove that, yeah, you've been paying your taxes, and most of all, to see the growth of your income, if any, over that time, because you have to report your income, which is very important, because I just told you pre-qualification requires these financial documents and evidence. So if those of you come in with just cash, say, hey, my business is all cash, I don't have bank accounts, well, that rules you out of any banking thing unless you have the entire cash load to go buy the house in cash. Then what are you doing at the bank? But you want to leverage, right? You want to use someone else's money to acquire something. That's called leverage. You can't do that without any financial evidence. So you tend to be SOL if you have no tax returns
or bank statements to your name or any proof of income whatsoever. So don't even bother. See, step one is basically like the screening process. It's like, are you even worth investing the time in? Because lenders don't get paid unless the loan is actualized and there's a property acquired and loan docs are issued. So that's what pre-qualification is, to find out if you can afford to buy a house. And if you can, how much can you afford? So that's pre-qualification. Do you have a loan? Nope, not yet. Why? You don't have a house. And you're not pre-approved. That's number two. Pre-approved. It's basically the same process, only deeper. Because now we're talking about really digging into your credit, running your credit and constantly running it to make sure no changes happen during the process of escrow and while you're putting your mortgage process through, because it goes through so many hoops to make sure that, hey, this individual needs to be able to acquire this property and need to meet this criteria to be able to get it. So the pre-approval process takes a little longer. It could take 2 weeks depending on the individual, or if there's two buyers because there's two co-signers on the loan, or three. Oh my goodness, that's happened before. Then that's three different individuals having three different financial histories being scrutinized to make sure this loan is legit. And it only takes one of them to screw up the whole thing. So that's the pre-approval process. You get pre-approved, but it's called conditional approval, means they're just waiting on one more thing. But if you're approved, well, now we're talking. That's basically saying, yo, this person checks out, or persons, they check out, they're ready to buy, give them this house. So that's basically the power of getting pre-approved. You get the approval, that's as good as money. But you still don't have a loan. So that's why I wanted to first clarify what's the difference between being pre-qualified versus being pre-approved. Once you have those two out of the way, in order to have the loan itself, you have to close escrow. Because the approval depends greatly on the appraisal itself. Because the house isn't valued at that, then there's no approval for the loan. So that means you got to move on to the next deal. That's why a lot of people get worried if the appraisal falls through. Because you can be credit worthy all you want, but if that property you have your eyes on is not agreeable to the bank and they don't agree to lend on it, then there go your hopes and dreams, are because you're emotionally invested. So all those things need to be in place to be approved. So that means you fulfill your end of the bargain with the seller to make sure you all finish whatever you agreed to do in order for loan documents to be released. And that's normally done a day or two before the close of escrow. Because then loan docs are released because you're getting the house. Escrow closes, it's recorded, take it to the county recorder's office so the whole world can know. So-and-so is officially the owner of this house. And then the bank can start collecting on you because you are a homeowner and you have a mortgage. And that's how it goes down. But normally it's the two-step process. You first get pre-qualified to know if you can afford to buy a house, and if you can, how much, and then get pre-approved. Pre-approved meaning this is it. I'm getting this property. Then close escrow to make sure you got the property. So that's the difference. If you want to read more into this, and that's what the links are for. They're available at www.theandresegovia.com. Accompanying this episode, you can get the show notes there. And if you really are considering buying for the new year, just keep tuning into my show. I'm giving information left and right to keep you up to date with market conditions, with area news and economics, because there's always a lot of news out there. And also advice and tips, whether you work with me or somebody else. The whole point is you don't want to go in blind. You don't want to fly blind. How do you look for the professional, real estate professional? I've done episodes on that. The previous one is giving the 10 tips as to why you should. And after you do, how to pick one out. That's actually one of the first episodes I've ever done. The importance of a real estate professional. And because I understand the plight that and the fear that goes into this financial accomplishment. This is a big one. This is your biggest investment so far. So you don't want to be steered wrong. I believe in this American dream to be able to acquire a home. This past Thanksgiving, I got to tell you, it was beautiful to have three first-time home buyers under the same roof. I'm like, this is so awesome. I represented two out of the three. You know, it was really cool to be able to celebrate with them all.
to have something to be more thankful for. It's like, man, you guys did it. You guys did it. And youngins too. So it's the American dream is alive and well. It's just how do you acquire it? It's having a good team surrounding you. So they were surrounded by a good team and made it happen. So that's what I mean. If you really want to look into it, then by all means, you can check out my stuff on my website, www.segoviares.com, segoviares.com. You can go there for all real estate resources that are interesting to you. My contact information is there should you want to reach out to me. So by all means, but if you can always go to the show website to contact me with questions that could be featured on the program, or even better, become an entire episode all on their own. And you can contact me through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube even. Just comment on the videos and they'll pop up. And I've appreciated those that have contributed, because I want this to be a conversation. I want to address your concerns. And the big one has always been housing affordability / rent control, because there's a lot of emotion invested there. So that story's not going away anytime soon, as this tends to be the most important issue facing us economically at every level. So I hope to continue to address your concerns and educating you on the ins and outs of real estate, and also technology, and of course motivating you, because that's the whole point. I want you to be financially provided for. I want you to be smart with your decisions, and technology can help you get a lot of that done. And most of all, so you continue to be motivated, so you can take care of yourself, take care of those that mean the most to you, and prosper. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I wish you a happy new year. Have a good one, everybody. Be safe out there.